What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Ozdell Foss podcast. Today we're going to be doing some predictions for UFC Fight Night. I don't know what number it is or anything like that, but there's actually some decent fights on. Yeah, let's go ahead and look some up right now. Let's get the main card on here real quick. Kai Kara France is fighting UFC flyweight, and he's going up against this guy. Can't pronounce his name, but his first name starts with an A and his last name starts with an A. So Kai Kara France is 30. This other guy's 29. Kai Kara France 5'4". They're 5'3". Kai Kara France is 5'3", and the other guy's 5'4", obviously 125. So I don't know this other guy, but I feel like Kai Kara France is going to win, to be honest, just because I've seen him fight. I haven't seen this guy fight. He might be super good. Actually, you know what? Now that I look at his face, I might have seen him fight once, but I barely remember it. But what I'm really looking forward to is seeing Alex Caceres fight. I used to, in UFC 2, the UFC 2 video game, I used to play as him all the time because he had all these kicks and stuff. He's long and lengthy and whatnot, and so I'm really excited for this fight. It should be super duper good. I'm rooting for Alex Caceres in this fight. Jim Miller, obviously I want Jim Miller to win. I don't know the other guy. Here we go, let's see. Tim Elliott. Oh dude, Tim Elliott. I'm not gonna predict this fight, but I just love watching Tim Elliott fight. His style, MMA style, is like an art. The way he moves, his footwork, it's just incredible to watch. But yeah, shoot. Let's go ahead and do some early predictions for UFC 289 as well. Charles Oliveira versus Beneil Dariush, man, this is a tough fight to pick. I've been wanting Beneil to get his title shot. He deserves it. He's been waiting for a long time. I'm gonna go with Beneil on this one, just because I think he deserves it, and also he I think he could out wrestle Charles Oliveira, honestly. I mean, Islam Makhachev really exposed a weakness in Charles' game, which is, not really to be scared of his jiu-jitsu, just it's dangerous, obviously, but it's not as scary as people think, going wrestling with him and stuff. Dan Ige's fighting, and that's pretty much it. That is pretty much it. One fighter I want to talk about real quick, not related to to predictions, but is Ian Garry. I saw Ian Garry fight recently, about like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks or a month, I don't know, but he is good. He's a great prospect. And he's cool. A lot of people say he tries to act like Conor McGregor, and I don't know if that's true or not. I think that he's inspired by Conor McGregor, and and I believe he's Irish too and stuff. And he, I would expect, a Irish fighter to look up to Conor McGregor, and I mean, maybe just a little bit he tries to copy him and stuff, but like it's not a bad thing to copy Conor, like. I mean, he does come off as Conor a little too much sometimes, but he has his own personality, and he's damn good at fucking fighting. So, yeah, that's what I think about him. He's 25 years old, 6'3", 170. That's crazy. I just hope he doesn't miss weight one time. I hope he stays in the same weight class and becomes champion. Imagine him versus Khamzat. That would be a killer fight. Imagine, what's that guy's name? Undefeated guy, 100% finish rate versus Khamzat. That would be crazy. All right, guys. Well, that's it for today. Predictions. I'm about to watch UFC Fight Night, so that's gonna be exciting. So yeah, guys, I will see you guys later. Make sure to tune in.